We'll call the meeting to order. We appreciate everybody being here. I know we're a little slight on a couple of our committee members. We understand at least one of them is getting his picture taken, so when he comes in, make sure we all smile at Representative Wills. Representative Ringel had a commitment, and then she was going to join us soon, and I'm not sure where Senator Bill U is. And I guess, Keith, you can do a silent roll call.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Cameron.
Here.
Lodge. Hammond. Bill U. Bell. Wills. Ringo.
We do have a quorum, barely, so we'll go ahead and move forward, and hopefully they'll join us before we have to take any action. We'll start with Mr. Houston.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, before you, there's a packet of information. I want to walk through a chronology with you just to remind you of how this task force got started and then what's happened since. Starting May 7th, 2009, that was the second to the last day before session ended. That was the second longest session. It was a 117-day session. House Bill 376 passed 46 to 18 in the House. It was part of a plan to find additional funding for the Idaho Transportation Department. The legislature changed the distribution of the highway distribution account from 57% to 62% for the state highway fund and removed the 5% distribution to the Idaho State Police. It also removed the 3% distribution of the gasoline tax to the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. That same day, May 7th, 2009, House Concurrent Resolution 32 passed the House 55 to 6. House Concurrent Resolution 32 established a legislative task force to undertake and complete a study to identify alternative dedicated funding sources for the Idaho State Police and the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation on an ongoing basis to offset those funds shifted away from the Idaho State Police and the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation to fund transportation. The resolution appointed the JFAC co-chairs and directed the speaker to appoint 3 members and the pro tem to appoint 3 members. It resolved that the task force report its findings, recommendations, and proposed legislations to the second regular session of the 60th legislature. On May 8th, that legislation passed the Senate, House Bill 376 passed the Senate 24-7. And on that same day, House Concurrent Resolution passed 31-0 in the Senate. On May 12th, the governor signed House Bill 376. June 30th, 2009, that was the first meeting of this legislative task force meeting. In addition to the co-chairs, the members included Senator Lodge, Senator Hammond, Senator Bilyeu, Representative Wills, Representative Labrador, and Representative Ringo. And on the agenda was the highway distribution account, the history of that, transfer fee collections, the Idaho State Police funding and uses, alternative funding ideas, park and recreation funding and uses, and there was a little bit, very limited time for public testimony at that first meeting. On August 6th, Governor Otter launched a 15-member transportation task force on modernizing transportation funding. Members included 10 legislators, Senator McGee, Senator Brackett, Senator Keough, Senator Malapia, Senator Winder, Senator Joanne Wood, Representative Hagedorn, Representative Killen, Representative Lake, and Representative Smith. The ITD board served ex officio, and there were 5 other members that included the Lieutenant Governor and PUC Commissioner Kempton, and representatives from the forest industry, Boise Chamber of Commerce, and Valley County were other members. On August 11th, the Legislative Task Force had its second meeting. We received a general fund update. Dan John gave us a presentation on the sales tax on sporting equipment. Paul Headley gave us a presentation on other funding of patrol, highway patrol in other states. Patty Tobias gave us the distribution of court fees, and then there were follow-up questions from the first meeting, and there was more time for public testimony than at that August 11th meeting. September 29th, the Legislative Task Force had its third meeting and concluding meeting. We went through decision trees for both the Department of Parks and Recreation and the State Police, and the committee action was, at that point, the committee acted to delay the effects of House Bill 376 for 1 year. On October 8th, the governor's task force held their first meeting. And then on October 15th, we sent a packet to legislative council. That was a letter signed by the JFAC co-chairs, and it proposed the legislation to delay for 1 year, and then had the statement of purpose and fiscal note as well. And that same packet then was forwarded to the governor's task force on modernizing transportation funding. The letter stated, "We are recommending to the legislature and the legislative council that we delay the implementation date of House Bill 376 of 2009 until July 1st, 2011. Furthermore, the task force recommends the gas tax revenues for parks and recreation be permanently reinstated, and that an ongoing dedicated funding source be found to replace those funds shifted away from the Idaho State Police." Then on December 2nd, the governor's task force had their second meeting. On February 18th of 2010, then, the legislature passed House Bill 457. The House passed it 67-0. This delayed the changes to the highway distribution account and delayed the changes to the distributions of revenues from the tax on gasoline until July 1st, 2011. February 18th, the governor's task force had the third meeting. March 18th, House Bill 457 passed the Senate. March 29th, the governor signed House Bill 457. April 29th, the governor's task force had their fourth meeting. July 27th, the governor's task force had their fifth meeting. August 31st, the governor's task force had their sixth meeting. October 8th, the governor had their seventh meeting. And November 23rd, they had their eighth and final meeting. On December 1st, 2010, their final resolutions were released. The governor's task force on modernizing transportation funding in their fifth item, and that's attached here as attachment B in your book. That was to accepting the recommendation of the Legislative Alternative Funding Task Force, so long as the constitutional restriction on fuel tax specific to road revenue is satisfied, to continue the 3% distribution from the state fuel tax to the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. This would require action of the legislature. And then their sixth item that they have in their report then is concurring with the recommendation of the Legislative Alternative Funding Task Force to address a legislated shift of funds from the Idaho State Police to the state highway account. And then, of course, today, January 18th, that's where we're picking up today on this meeting, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Mr. Houston? Any additions or comments? Well, welcome Representative Wills and Senator Billu with us. Thank you for joining us. Hope the camera still works well after you get through, Representative. Ray, anything further then on your part?
Mr. Chairman, that's what I had with some background information. I think that probably covers, we also had Keith Bybee on the agenda here, but I think I've covered that unless there are questions. We could move right on.
All right, so unless there are questions, I'm going to move to Mr. David Hahn to give us the governor's perspective on both of these issues.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is David Hahn with the Division of Financial Management. Again, thank you for giving me this opportunity to briefly discuss the governor's recommendation for the Department of Parks and Recreation and the Idaho State Police. For the Department of Parks and Recreation, the governor supports the task force recommendation that gas tax revenues be permanently reinstated and that spending authority currently in the base for HDA funding be retained in the base. For ISP, there are two parts to the recommendation that I want to focus on. The first of which is to also retain HDA base spending authority in the law enforcement fund. The goal here is to simply ensure that the patrol program has adequate funding to continue operations on July 1st, 2011. It's my understanding that the only statutory change needed to make this happen would be to the date that has served to delay the implementation of key sections of House Bill 457. The date change would be from July 1st, 2011 to July 1st, 2012. We recognize that this does not offer a permanent solution, but simply buys us some time until one is developed. To the best of my knowledge, the governor's office has not yet drafted this date change. Mr. Chairman and task force members, we want to make sure that we work with you in a coordinated fashion to develop the most effective short-term and long-term solution, and that any legislation introduced to be reflected of this reflection of the solution. We certainly share your interest in ensuring that on July 1st, 2011, ISP has the necessary funding to continue to carry out its public safety mission. The second part of the recommendation is a little more technical and involves the fund shift that occurs to provide adequate spending authority above and beyond the fiscal year 2012 maintenance budget of $12.4 million from the HDA funding distribution. Since this maintenance budget is not adequate to maintain current operations, the governor recommends taking the net of the deficit in the project choice fund balance of $4.9 million plus the $3.4 million in available HDA funding from the law enforcement fund and shifting it to the general fund. This net amount equates to the $1.4 million. As Colonel Russell mentioned in his JFAC presentation, the deficit in the choice fund is largely due to $6 million being placed on choice over the last two fiscal years in order to take pressure off the general fund. We again recognize that this is the last of our one-time fixes using ISP dedicated fund balances to buy time. Mr. Chairman, this concludes my brief overview, and I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Hahn? Or Sam Wills?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hahn, my only question is, and I want to make sure that I heard you correctly, is that we are going to make a shift from HDA or to HDA. Is that, I want to make sure
The recommendation would be, the way it's in the budget right now in terms of the recommendation, is that spending authority be retained. So about $12.4 million is currently in the base. The recommendation would be for it to be retained in the base until a permanent solution is identified. So basically what we're asking is that we change the date on that piece of legislation to buy us some time. But as it for fiscal year 12, that base spending authority would remain the same. Does that answer your question?
Well, Mr. Chairman, it does to a degree. I guess my question, the only reason I ask that is HDA is dedicated only to the patrol functions, not to the rest of ISP, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Hahn. I'm sure we may have questions for you here in a minute. We appreciate you being here. So why don't we take this one step at a time? Mr. Houston, why don't we start with Parks and Recreation funding?
Chairman, I've got another handout there. It's page C1. In your handout. This is the sources and uses of the Recreational Fuels Fund. And just to remind you of how this works, 3% of the gas tax is distributed to these five accounts. And it also includes, there's also 3% of the transfer fee that's distributed to these accounts. So what I've done is I've taken the fiscal year 2010 actual collections and then split those backwards between the transfer fee and the gas tax. The five funds are the Waterways Improvement Fund, the Off-Road Motor Vehicle Account, Parks and Recreation Capital Improvement Fund, the Park and Recreation Capital Improvement Fund for Roads and Bridges, and the Search and Rescue Fund. So you can see those amounts for fiscal year 2010, it was $1.3 million in total for each of the first three, and then $678,500 for the roads and bridges, and $39,478.60 for search and rescue, for a total of $4,626,034.23. Now the uses, I've also listed the uses down there below for you. The Waterways Improvement Fund, there are 91,000 boaters. This is a grant process. It's used for launches, docks, ramps, restrooms, parking lots, navigation aids, enforcement boats. Enforcement boats are a big part of the distribution, and then for education. The Off-Highway Vehicle Fund, there are about 131,000 motorbikes and ATVs, 52,000 snowmobiles. There's a grant process for about a big part of this off-highway vehicle fund, then it goes through the grant process. Part of it goes through this snowmobile groomers that are in the counties. It's used for trail access, maintenance and construction, mapping, signs, education, enforcement. The capital improvement fund is used to acquire, purchase, maintain, and equip state parks and recreation facilities and sites statewide. The road and bridge fund is used to develop and maintain roads, bridges, parks, and parking lots, parking within and leading to parks. And the search and rescue fund is used by the counties for search and rescue. Just so you understand then that the distribution from the transfer fee was not affected by the legislation, only the gas tax was affected. At this point, Mr. Chairman, I would leave it to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Houston. Committee members, we have the first issue before us, which is the issue regarding the Department of Parks and Recreation. Senator Hammond.
Mr. Chairman, chairs are short, I can hardly get over the microphone. I move the task force prepare legislation to reverse the impact of House Bill 376 of 2009 and permanently reinstate the 3% distribution of gas tax to the Idaho Department of Park and Recreation.
And Mr. Chairman, I second.
Representative Bell. Senator Hammond, do you wish to speak further to your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we were working on this previously, we found that there was a substantial direct nexus or connection between how that revenue was produced and how it was being spent, and I think we need to honor that commitment that we made previously to take that revenue and spend it on the programs that are listed just above that motion. To do something else, in the end, we're going to have to find another source for that, and it really didn't make any sense. It makes sense just to take that as it is. It's a direct connection and use it appropriately.
Any further comments? Representative Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we make a mistake, we really do make a doozy. And apparently there was a longstanding agreement, and it was a good agreement. That small amount of money probably didn't do too much for potholes, but the way they use it with that agreement has a tremendous impact on all the recreation in this state, and a lot of the counties in this state depend on off-road recreational vehicles and on boat docks and all those areas. So I'm always grateful when I have an opportunity to undo something I should not have done. I hope we can vote for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments? Is there a need for a roll call vote? Seeing none, you have a motion before you. All those in favor, say aye. Opposed? And the motion is carried. Committee members, I probably should have said this up front, our intention, the co-chair and I have talked, our intention is we'll make motions on these items today. We'll have another meeting and bring the legislation back before you to make sure that it's all okay once those bills are drafted. And we'll have to make a decision as to whether they will be separate bills or combined based on the decision we make with state police as well. So, okay. We'll next turn to state police funding with Mr. Burns.
Okay, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, if you look on your next page, which is on page D1, it lists some of the alternative funding options, or at least the major ones that have been brought to the committee's attention over this past little while. I'm not going to deal with this one just yet because I wanted you to turn to page D-2. Colonel Russell was unable to attend today's meeting because of he is out of town currently, but he did submit a letter to both Chairman Cameron and Representative Co-Chairman Bell about the ISP's position regarding their funding. I'm not going to read all that, this whole letter to you, but the gist of it is they would like to see an increase in vehicle registration fees in the amount of $16, which would net to just over $24 million for the ISP operation. Back when we were when this task force was considering alternative funding sources, the figure normally used at that point in time was about 15.3, 15.4 million. That would have replaced, that's what ISP is currently getting from that highway distribution account. So one of the options the committee needs to consider or address would be, what level of funding would you like to see take place as we go through this process? Likewise, the main reason that they kind of support the vehicle registration fee is that the mechanisms are currently in place. It would be very easy to change the legislation to implement that. However, the department realizes that if the second most talked about option certainly dealt with the insurance surcharge, and they could support that, but that would take a little bit more work to develop the legislation as well as to implement it. So that, in essence, is kind of the sum of the Colonel's remarks. On page E is a report from the Idaho State Police outlining their alternative funding recommendations to the interim committee. Again, I'm just going to pick out some of the highlights here. On page E2, has two different sets of numbers. The upper part of that deals with what the governor is recommending for state police for fiscal year 2012. As you can see, the law enforcement fund is $15,922,800. And of course, again, this assumes that the committee at a minimum delays ISP from the highway distribution account. Down below is what would be the governor's recommendation with full staffing. Obviously, the ISP, like everyone else, has suffered through some severe holdbacks. And of course, to get them fully up to speed, they're looking at about $23.3 million. I mean, if that money was to be used accordingly. Let me see. And then on page E-6, deals with the three major categories that would raise the most revenues. The vehicle registration fees, they start with an estimated revenue generated from $1 million, goes all the way up to $100 million. And it gives you what it would be on a monthly basis, essentially, for each shift. Type of fee increase. So we've got the vehicle registration fees. From there, you have in the fourth column over the insurance surcharge per vehicle on a monthly basis, what that would cost and how much each of those areas would generate. And then finally, a telephone surcharge was another one that essentially would levy an additional monthly surcharge on in-service telephone lines across the state, and those are the types of monies that would be generated with any of those certain types of monthly fee increases. So that, in a nutshell, is pretty much that report. There's more to it than that, but in the interest of time, I had not planned on going through that all the way. I might add that Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Johnson, Deputy Director of ISP, is in the audience today, as well as Marcy Woody, who is their Financial Executive Director. If you have any questions of them on any of the materials that were submitted by them.
Okay, so Dick, if I understand the materials that you provided, we started this process with needing to replace $16 million. Roughly, and now that figure has grown to about $24 million. Not because the amount of gas tax that they would have received has grown, but because of other demands or needs for state police. Is that a fair
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. In fact, if you go back to page D1, I think that's where we could maybe start that particular discussion. Across the top on page D1 in the matrix that I've supplied there, you can see there are three options, options A, B, and C, and there are also three identified sources of revenue that could be raised either through vehicle registration fees, an insurance surcharge, or a telephone surcharge. Option A would simply replace the loss in revenues of $15.3 million, roughly speaking, that they are currently receiving from the highway distribution account. Option B, on the other hand, would increase that to about $18 million. across the board on that. And essentially what that would do with the governor's recommendation of $15.9 million, he is recommending from the highway distribution account. His recommendation also included another $1.6 million from the general fund to help ISP replace urgently needed vehicles out there. So when you start looking at just the type of maintenance budget we're looking at around $18 million overall. So option B would provide a revenue stream of approximately $18.9 million with option B. Option C, on the other hand, would represent with the patrol, or what ISP is currently estimating they would need for ongoing support of the patrol program, which would mean there would be less reliance on the general fund, but also be used to replace other equipment that the Idaho State Police needs. So those are the three options. Again, those aren't the only options. We can do this any way you would like.
And I'm going to call on Mr. Hahn again to get the governor's perspective, but here's where I'm having heartburn, Dick. And the original charge of this committee was to find replacement dollars for the gas tax money that we were taking. It wasn't to find adequate funding for state police. If that was our charge, then I think looking at other options would be appropriate, but and correct me if I'm wrong, but and certainly other committee members can correct me if they have a different perception, but my perception was our original charge and sort of the reinstated charge of this reinstated committee was to find the replacement of those gas tax dollars. Now, is that the position of the governor, or is the governor also suggesting that this committee attempt to find additional money besides the $15.3 or $16 million?
Mr. Chairman, a couple things here. I don't think the governor is in any way suggesting that you operate outside of the mission that was established legislatively. However, I think the other question that we need to take a look at is, do we want to continue to be relying on general funds in the future to meet their needs? And are we going to be looking at fund shifts in the future? So the governor, I don't think, wants you to go outside the scope of your legislative mandated mission, Mr. Chairman. But having said that, I think it is important that we do look at what happens 5 years down the road, even maybe 2 years down the road, when we're coming back for another fund shift to the general fund because of inadequate funding. So that's about the best answer I can give, Mr. Chairman.
Certainly. But we also know that we have a whole passel of state agencies that could make that same argument, particularly given the times that we're in. So I guess with that little bit of discussion, I'll open it up to discussion of the committee and the desires of the committee as to whether I don't want to direct where the committee goes. I've already expressed my opinion as to what our charge was. I have no problems with if there's a motion to increase one of the fees. I won't say it doesn't matter to me. And that happened to generate a little more money than anticipated, then I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I don't know that we should, from my perspective, that it's the purview of this committee to find additional funds. But that's up to you folks. Senator Bailey.
Mr. Chairman, and my question is directed to Mr. Hahn as well. Did the governor indicate which source he preferred, the vehicle registration or the insurance surcharge or the telephone surcharge?
Mr. Hahn.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Bailey, we're going to defer to this committee on this one. Having said that, even today, we were having some discussions about approaches and ideas. Those ideas haven't been thoroughly vetted yet. We would like to run some of those ideas by Colonel Russell. We don't want that to stall the progress of this committee. If you choose an option, then by all means go forward with it. We might at some point in time slip some legislative language in for you to consider and go from there.
Further questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, also, I'd like to maybe make one point concerning the governor's initial recommendation, which essentially would delay the implementation of House Bill 376 for another year. And I think this is an important point because depending on what options are this committee chooses to adopt and support, you may still want to consider delaying the implementation of taking ISP away from the highway distribution funding, because it will take some time to go through and put some of the mechanics in place, as well as they'll need time to start collecting that revenue over time. Certainly, if the committee opted to increase vehicle registration fees where the mechanisms are in place, they could probably start July 1 with not a hitch. If, on the other hand, you opted to go with something like an insurance surcharge, then the mechanics of putting that together may take some time, and they may need that year to put that in place and to start collecting revenues on that, which would be then available for fiscal year 2013.
Mr. Burns, that's a very good point. Let's talk just a minute about the insurance surcharge. Those numbers are based on a surcharge per vehicle rather than per insurance policy. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, that is correct.
So if a dollar surcharge, that's based on the number of registered vehicles, which there probably are registered vehicles, although they shouldn't be, but there probably are a few driving around without insurance. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct also.
Mr. Hammond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to go back to page A1 and affirm what you were sharing, and that is the legislative task force to undertake and complete a study to identify alternative dedicated funding sources for the Idaho State Police and the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation on an ongoing basis to offset those funds shifted away to fund transportation. So that clearly shows that what you stated is our mission at this point. It would seem to me, I first have a question. With regard to delaying House Bill 376 for another year, so if we do that, then we are talking in terms of any additional funding, we're talking about the 2013 budget year then, if we delay it for another year? Is that correct?
Mr. Burns?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Hammond, that would be correct. Yeah, I mean, I guess there are two options here. One, you could just you could do nothing and simply delay it for one more year. Or you could say we're going to delay it one more year and give the department time to set the mechanics of certain things up and start collecting revenues. And then in 2013, flip the switch and they'd be totally on a new dedicated funding source.
If, Senator Hammond, if you were, from my perspective, you correct me if I mistake this, if you were to raise registration fees, you probably would not need to delay it for one year. If you wanted to add a surcharge to insurance plans or to vehicles insured, a dollar surcharge, then it would take some time to get that mechanism set up and collect the money, so you probably would have to do both, delay for a year and in the same piece of legislation implement the dollar surcharge. I would assume the same would also be the case with the telephone surcharge, although there's not enough money in the telephone surcharge to answer the problems. You would do that in addition to whatever else you were to do. So our choices, as Mr. Burns said, We can just delay, push this to a decision next year, and we can keep, or we could, I suppose we could even push it for 2 years. We could delay it for 2 years if you so wanted, and push it down the road further, or we can try and vote on a potential solution, and based on that solution, you may also need to delay implementation for a period of time.
Well, I was going to say, Mr. Chairman, that we probably need to make that decision first in terms of delay, but maybe not. Maybe we need to first decide the alternative, because some alternatives may require delay and some don't. If I may ask a further question.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of the telephone surcharge, it says number of telephone lines. So I'm assuming that when they say lines, they're talking about a landline.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hammond, they are talking about landlines as well as cell phones. The only, and this would affect most consumers, including businesses, however, it would not include those that receive assistance through the telephone assistance program. Those would be the low-income folks that they would not be charged this particular surcharge.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure. I still want to be clear on that. So it is both landlines and cell phone.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hammond, that is correct.
Thank you.
Senator Bilyeu.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just a comment, it seems to me that the first thing we should do is if we agree that these are alternative dedicated funding sources that have been identified, I mean, that was what our charge was, and it seems to me that we should just accept that those are alternative sources, and then we could even then vote on a ranking from our committee on which ones are more acceptable without going ahead and then still vote to delay the implementation of anything.
We could operate that way, although I think we have narrowed it down already to sort of the two top vote getters from the previous meetings. And I mean we can, there's a whole other list of ideas, but these were sort of the three that received the most attention for state police. Representative Wills.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a comment. If we went the insurance route, I think one of the issues, the stumbling blocks we'd have is I think there's a lot more than just a few that don't have insurance. And those that do have insurance, many of them will lapse after they purchase a car. So I think that would have a tendency to fluctuate so much. that it would, it, there wouldn't be a steady stream. I mean, I think it would go up and down depending on what so many people do, and especially in times of recession such as we have now. There's a lot of people that are putting that on the back burner and not purchasing the insurance. They're getting some only for 3 or 4 months and then letting it lapse. And so I think that really would have a profound impact on that. So my first impulse was insurance from my standpoint of seeing that would do the, that would really work. But after thinking that through, I really would have a tendency to go more towards a registration. And so that's just my reflection. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we take a look at the registration, and as you said, punt ahead to the point where they have an opportunity to put things in place, and now we're not looking at the $25 million, which was not the original, and let's go back to the coverage on the gas tax that went in. I need some figures, unless they're someplace and I'm missing them. The $1,571 per vehicle would not still be the figure we would be looking at, is that correct? I would assume that it's a different figure than that.
Yeah, Mr. Burns, so what would it, in round figures, $16 million, obviously, and I don't mean to rephrase your question, but $16 million generates about $16 generates about $24 million. So is there a graph or a chart that if we went with the lower dollar amount, would how much would be generated?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if you look on page D-1, option A, for example, a $10 vehicle registration fee would raise $15.6 million.
Say that again, that's a $10?
Yes, a $10 fee would raise $15.6 million.
Okay. And then option B is what kind of registration fee?
$12.
And then option C is, of course, the 16.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So that gives you at least some parameters.
So thank you, Mr. Chairman. So option B is $12.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. And in fact, also, if you look on page E-6, they do have vehicle registration fees about how much revenue would be raised approximately from kind of a monthly registration fee. To raise $15 million even, that would run $9.42. Obviously, 10.05 would generate 16, but an even 10, again, would raise about $15.6 million. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. You two are so complete that you had so many pages here that I totally missed. I don't think we want to mess with odd figures, odd numbers, and it would be my thought that moves us to 60, 48, and 40 for cars. And if you're able to drive a fairly new car, I suppose $60 a year keeps you safe on the highways and those good state troopers are out there. I see them all along the way helping people who are stopped. So it appears to me that the option B at 12, I believe you said, would bring in nine that would cover.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, option A at $10 would bring you $15.6 million. Which is real close to the 15.3, 15.4 figure this committee feels they've been charged with to replace. $12 would bring in about $18.8 million.
Thank you. I know, Mr. Chairman, that we're going to need that. I know that we're going to need the delay in the motion.
I think if you did the registration fees, and you correct me, Mr. Burns, if you do the registration fee, that system is already established. So it's you simply,
okay,
they start collecting it based on the date that the registration fee is increased, which would be probably July 1st. The first date of their fiscal year would also be July 1st. So you would not need to delay the effective date of 376 again. if you went with registration fees.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that this committee have drafted legislation that would increase registration fees by $10 each category.
You want 10 or 12? You talked a minute ago about going off.
I did, and then I thought perhaps we cover what we were to cover and keep it clean that way and work on the rest of it as we go along. Perhaps there'll be more cars to register.
There is a motion. Is there a second? Second by Senator Hammond. Okay, Representative Bell, do you wish to speak further to your motion?
I think I've muddled it to the point where probably I think you know my intent. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Launch.
Mr. Chairman, some of the research I've done, our registration fees are some of the lowest in the United States. My daughter lives in Virginia, and she was telling me how much they had to pay to register their car. So you're getting quite a bargain, and your safety being covered by increasing the registration fee just $10. So I would support Representative Bell's motion.
Further discussion? Senator Billion.
Just for clarification, Mr. Chairman, there is no delay in the implementation of this. Is that correct?
That would be correct, unless Representative Bell made that as part of her motion. The normal implementation would be July 1st of this fiscal year. Or of this year, which would then allow time to collect the money for the, or would be handled for the fiscal year, since there's no new need for a new system. It fits under an existing system.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wills.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm having some difficulty here. Could I ask a question of Dave? Mr. Hahn, could he come back and answer another question for me?
Chairman?
Highway distribution account 5 years ago, before it started the downhill slide, at what point was it coming in at that point before it started to go down?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wills, I'm trying to think back. And as I recall, I was around 16.5 million. Am I correct, Marcy? She says close enough. Looks like my memory is serving me correct. About 16.5.
Chairman, I guess perhaps my memory doesn't serve me, but I thought it was closer to 18 something. And so that was my question, because I was thinking when it started, it was like 18 something and went down. But I could be wrong. The only reason I asked that, Mr. Chairman, was because if we went to Plan B, we would cover that to make them whole as to what it was before it went down. And so that's the only reservation I have, is that if we actually lost a couple of million in that interim period, I think that should be. And then we don't have to go back to the well for another time to find that. That's my only.
Convince your seatmate to amend your motion, and we'll be fine.
Mr. Chairman. Marcy just handed me a note here, and looks like my Representative Wells, it looks like my memory isn't serving me correctly, because back in fiscal year, well, just 2009, we're seeing the HDA contribution at 17.9. So I stand to be corrected. And that is on this page of your handout.
We have one motion before us. Senator Hammond.
The question over here is whether we stay with the 10 or whether the 12, their distribution at the high point was greater, but quite frankly, so was every other department's greater at that time, and we've had to cut them all back. We are meeting the chart, but with this motion, we're meeting the charge that we were originally given, and that's why I seconded that motion.
Further discussion? Further motions? We have one motion before us. I'll ask Keith to call the roll.
Cameron.
Aye.
Lodge. Hammond. Bilyeu. Bell.
Aye.
Wills.
Aye.
Roll call shows.
7 aye. No nay.
1 absent. Thank you, Keith. So that completes that. Representative Bell.
It would be your pleasure that we have two bills. There were two motions. Could there be?
What's the will of the committee? It probably ought to have two bills.
Thank you.
My preference would be two bills.
Thank you so much.
I don't want one languishing with the issue of the other. Okay? So we'll instruct staff to do that. Anything further? Anything else for the good of the order? Any other motions? Hearing none, we will stand.
Mr. Chairman, the question we do have is, when would you like to reconvene? We need probably, if you'd give us a week or so to make sure we can get these drafted and fiscal notes put together.
Why don't we do this? Why don't, if the committee members would shoot you an email or shoot Representative Bell or I an email as to your availability for a 30-minute, it probably, because of committee schedules, would have to be a late afternoon, early evening type meeting like we had tonight. But if you would look at that last week of January, well, that's next week. We've got to look at the first 2 weeks of February. Look at if your schedules those first 2 weeks of February and let us and shoot us an email as to what days would work best. We'll try and schedule it to accommodate everybody. Would that work? I know that's, unless somebody knows a date that works best for them right now, if you have your calendars with you right now.
Mr. Chairman.
Right.
I can be flexible anytime at 4:30. Make sure. I can get the committee over by then. So dates don't really matter, whatever works.
You want to set it for February 1st? Can you be done by February 1st?
Mr. Chairman, I think we could have it by next week if everyone else is ready. I think we can have our end of it done by next week.
Why don't we plan on having a meeting on February 1st? That gives them a week and 2 days to get it done. And 4:30 in the afternoon. Okay. Committee members, thank you. Thank you for your service. You notice we lost one member, so serving on this committee makes you eligible to run for Congress. And we, anyhow, I better not say anything further. The committee will stand adjourned.